Hey, baby.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
How have you been?
I've been all right, you know.
Have you?
On a little journey this week.
Have you?
Yeah, I have, to be fair, and I'm loving it. I feel like my energy level's just gone whoosh, straight back up again because it's been a little...
Feeling better.
Yeah, dodgy 2 weeks. Do you know what I think it was? So, obviously, I've been on my little Quantum Leap course, haven't I? And had a little session with my life coach. And I just couldn't make sense of why this appendix had to come out. I know I sound like a nutter, but it was really, really playing on my mind, thinking, why? Because I'm not unhealthy. Anyway, I went to my life coach. She was like, right, I need to know why this has had to come out yet, what I mean. So I was like, okay. And we got someone up called Louise Hay. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
So she's like a philosopher. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Like a philosopher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she diagnoses physical illness with emotional grief kind of thing, of why kind of sometimes we get these diseases through emotion. And we looked at appendicitis, which was really, really strange that it's actually come when I'm doing like this journey. And it basically said the energy around appendix, let me get to it, is fear of life blocking the flow of good.
Mm.
Which is so strange with everything that I've been going through. But it made sense because I have been fearing, like, what is the future and what is not living in the present. That kind of that was all surrounded around me appendix.
So now it's been removed. That then gets rid of sort of the blockage.
Yeah, that's what they were basically saying. So now what's happened is it's been removed. That energy that was surrounded there, that it's made space for good things to start coming in. But there's like an affirmation that you can do. And it's basically, I am safe and relax. I let life flow joyously.
That's nice.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
So I feel like I've made peace with my appendix.
I'm glad, really, for that, Marina. But to be fair, you start thinking, why me, don't you?
Yeah.
Why me? Why has that happened? And if you were healthy and stuff, then you're questioning it sort of thing,
aren't you? That's it, because I was doing like yoga and I was really, really on my A game and I was thinking, whoa, this has come from nowhere. But it's quite strange that, again, that's always been the part of my body through life that's been blocked just through like the generational trauma and everything that was going on. And I've been working on like all like kind of my female empowerment, my solar plexus area and them kind of areas energetically. And it's what needed to be removed. So I feel like it's the final.
What's that like, your final piece of actual physical removal from the body?
Like going back into like that feminine energy,
because
the bad energy's gone kind of thing.
How have you been with that? Because do you remember a couple of episodes before we spoke about all the masculine and feminine energy? Do you feel like you've managed to switch a little bit?
Do you know what? I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I've said the life coach Tuesday who brought Louise Hay up, and then I was on my Quantum Leap course yesterday. So I kind of do two different things at the moment. I go to, they're both called Sarah actually, Sarah for all like my mindset work. I do that on my Quantum Leap, but it's more about like wealth and kind of working up that way. Whereas Sarah keeps me more on like kind of like my energy, works around with me energies in me body, and like talks about different things. So they both do the same but different, shall I say? So when I was on my course last night, we were talking about 2 weeks ago, we did a ritual around money and kind of your belief number. I was talking about the lost mindset and everything like that. And when I come off that course, I was actually owed quite a big sum of money in. I've been chasing it for like 2.5 years. When I got off that course that night, I actually, because I had to take this person to court, small claims, it had gone to like an enforcement officer. And I got off the course and I got an email through from the enforcement officer just saying, hi, just let you know we've reclaimed all the money in. Which was so strange. I was like, okay. So that was like a really positive off that call. That session. And then last night we were talking about kind of all about self-worth and stuff like that. And it's quite interesting because all the ladies that are on it with me are in similar mindsets. They're coming out of the masculine energy and into the feminine. But the problem is when you're doing that is a lot of your drive goes.
That is me.
This is it, because when you're in your masculine, it's the masculine energy is to strive and bring in and turn over, you know, and it's always that hunger to provide. Yeah. Whereas what had happened to me is what I wanted. I wanted to go back into my feminine energy. But what comes with that is softness and peace, and that hunger goes. So I was like, how do I get that balance back? Between. But there was all the women on the course were saying the same thing. Like, how is it? Because it's such a fine line to remain in that, but then not have that masculine energy where that drive is, then that money hunger and everything like that.
I think because we're self-employed, it's so much harder mm-hmm. for us to remain in our feminine. Because if we just had, say for instance, we was just nursing, we wouldn't have to be in our masculine as much, because yeah. you just got to work, you know, you're being paid, you don't have the stresses or like, you know, the expectation of paying bills and you having to physically earn that money.
Yeah.
Whereas because we are self-employed, when I wake up in the morning, I couldn't sit there and be like, forget all yeah. that. You just can't, can you? You've got to be in the mindset of, right, what can I do today that's going to impact on my week next week mm-hmm. in order for me to get bookings or whatever? And I struggle with just being in any feminine energy at minute.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I've ever gone, when we did the course originally, and then they were like, do more fun things. Mm. I told you I've started Reformer Pilates. Yeah. Absolutely love it. Really fell in love with it. And I've been going to that. But I still feel like, even though I switch off, because it is a place where you can't think about anything else, it's still very masculine to me when I'm there. I don't know what it is. I feel like I'm just still in my brain, like, not fighting through it, because it's hard and it's a burner. It's not as relaxing.
Yeah.
Say, for instance, if I went yoga.
I was about to say that.
Do you know what I mean? Where yoga softens you down, it calms you and stuff. Pilates isn't, it's still very calming. I love the fact that you lie on bed, and we do a bit of breath work, but you can't sort of switch off completely because you're on a reformer.
Because I think as well with reformer, when it's yoga, you're tapping back into your body. So you're listening, you're doing like obviously your breath and everything like that, and your gyro breath. So naturally you have to go and sit with your body. But I think when it comes to like Pilates, it's still very much, it's a counting sequence.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, 8 of these, 8, 9, 10. So you still feel like you're in a gym.
Yeah.
Situation.
Yeah, it's still very...
environment, shall we say?
Yeah, it's not switching off.
Yeah.
Even though it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, if I didn't think of anything else when I'm in there, but it's not a complete relaxation. To be fair, yoga's not easy. I'm not saying that it is, where you don't have to concentrate and stuff, but I just find that yoga's a lot more, it's a bit slower.
Yeah.
It's a bit more where you can, if you miss one, it doesn't matter. Whereas on them beds, if you miss it, you go end up on floor type of thing.
Yeah.
You've got to remain there, aren't you?
Absolutely. Because especially kind of when you're holding like a pose and stuff like that, it's still very like kind of disciplined practice, I always say, with the Pilates, especially the reformer.
Yeah.
With it.
So I feel like, even though I've started a bit of fun again.
Yeah.
Because I do things me, and then I'll do it for so long, and then my routine of normality just comes back in where I stop doing it.
Yeah.
And then I'll try something new. But I have stuck at this, and I've been going some days 3 times. And then when I actually sit and think, I think, well, no, I've not really got the feminine back still.
Yeah.
Even by doing that.
And it's hard. And that's what they were saying on the course. It's like, it's knowing, okay, I need to tap into my masculine a little bit here, but you can tap in and you can come back out. It's like, okay, I need that drive there where I need to show, like, you know, okay, I need this done and I need that done. So I've got that authoritative in my masculine, but then I go, okay, well, I'll slip back into the feminine, which is really crazy, because obviously that's another thing that I've realised with the kind of the health thing. And it's funny because I think I spoke about it last week, when you are quantum leaping, you always have a really big health scare. Because it's another way of shedding. It's just, you're just shedding all the energy out that no longer remains there. And it made me sit down with the wellness product and be like, okay, I need to get this done. So now obviously I had the page there, but now I'm like, we're in development now. We're with the lab and everything. And I was talking to Sarah last night, and I was saying, it's really kind of, when I think about it, it's obviously growing up, we had all that was going on. So when it come to like, obviously being like sexual or being in your feminine, it was very much, oh, you don't go into it. Do you know what I mean? And then I've come full circle and put myself back into that, out of fight or flight and that masculine, and put myself into my feminine, and I'm developing a product for a woman's cycle. Yeah. And it's all around that kind of feminine energy that I've come full circle in life from what my belief system was in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've come full circle, like 360, that I'm here now. It's like, whoa, how did this happen?
How did I get here?
Yeah.
Because you don't see it happen really, do you? It's just, no. It's just a transition.
It's just aligned into something that I didn't think I'd go into, but it actually fits with what my purpose in life was, to get out my masculine into my feminine and produce a product for women to help with their cycle syncing.
Yeah.
And I've come full circle. So I sat there last night and I was like, this is really strange. But then you do like kind of rituals and stuff like that. So you'll come off and you'll do like a full moon ritual. It'll align with what we did that week. And
I love doing moons. I tend to go to like the moon ones in Wigan with, yeah, Stella when she puts them on. She does magic.
This is what this is, this quantum leap. It's like good white magic.
Yeah, so that's what that is.
I feel like I'm in my witch era right now.
Yeah.
It was funny because I was talking to my friend Jess and she's very like me. It's funny, she's a Virgo too. We're very like aligned like that. And so I was telling her about it this morning. She was like, have you ever put anyone in the fridge? And I was like, what do you mean, Jessica? Are we like putting real humans in fridges here? We're not Jeffrey Dahmer. And she was like, have you never put anyone in the fridge? And I was like, no, what do you mean? And she was like, so if anyone does anything bad to you, just let that happen, but just write the name on a piece of paper, fold it away from you and put them in the fridge and they never bother you again. And I was like, oh, right, okay. She said, I've done it to 3 people and they've never bothered me.
My fridge would be full. Be like, ah, see ya. We'll get no food in it.
No fish fingers in here. Yeah. It's full of them. There's Jackie, there's this, there's that. Sorry, Jackie, move over. I need to put my nuggets in.
Honest, I've never heard of it.
I know, yeah.
It's a bit like when you do say, though, you close them off. Funnily enough, I've just had some Instagram messages.
Yeah.
Again.
Not nasty ones. Tell me about it. Which page?
It's on my personal.
They've not come personal now.
Well, I've had one on a podcast reels when I'm reshaving them.
I'm fuming.
Like asking, do we polish our foreheads before we film? Honestly.
What?
I nearly replied back and put,
no, that's a Zio polish. That
I was going to say Botox. What are you on about? We have Botox done. Like everybody else does. Why are you so concerned with what we've got done?
I'm sorry, hon, but why is yours so dry and not shiny?
It's a guy. And you want to see a picture. I thought, you're lucky I'm not responding with something about you. I just blocked it. But I didn't block him. I left him. And then he sent me another one. This morning to the other one I've shared. So that was on a reel last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent me another one this morning. If I had my phone here, I'd get it up and give you his name out loud on this podcast and shame him, but I've not. He sent another one this morning saying, who are the mannequins? And I'm reading it thinking, how much time have you got on your hands?
Wow.
Number one, you don't even follow me. So why are you on my stories? What are you looking at on my stories?
But you know what I feel like it is? If he's actually not following you, you're actually searching me. So that's like an obsession, really.
It's a bit odd, isn't it?
Should we put him in the fridge?
I'll put him in the fridge when I get home, yeah. First things first, I've screenshot him and sent him to Andrew saying, do you know him? Because I thought, like, why are you on my page?
Is it like kind of like a fan of Andrew's or something?
I don't know. It's a bit odd. And then another guy's messaged me this morning at 2 a.m. Saying, you ugly. Can you block it out, this?
What?
I thought, no worries. That's on you. I'm not asked what you think about me. Honestly. And to be fair, when I clicked on it, it's no, at 3 posts, no followers. And it follows 15 pages itself.
Yeah, I feel like this is someone who's got like a little bit of a jealousy streak towards you here, do you know what I mean?
Picture of a guy though, called Mike. It says Michael on name. And I thought, well, obviously it's not going to be a real profile, is it?
Wow. Do you know what? I was taking, you know, when this was happening in January to us, I took it a bit personal and I realised that I had to take the emotion out of it because it wasn't a personal thing. because one of my friends, she's huge in the fitness world. I don't want to put her on here. She'd probably come on and talk about it, to be fair. And she's absolutely beautiful inside and out. And she did a story about this the other day. And she was actually reposting the comments. Maybe we should, do you know what? That's one thing we should do. Screenshot them. And we'll put, when we do the pods, let's put them on. Because I feel like they do need outing.
I know.
Sorry, I'm just burping now.
You do that quite a lot on here, don't you?
That was the energy of them and releasing the energy of them. And I'm going to tell you about these tan drops in a minute. Because they're really, really, they're really good. Probably get hate for them.
So what? You'll be brown.
So what? Yeah, I'll be brown. And you'll be pasty, who's ever tagging.
I know, yeah.
And she was putting the comments on about them and the stuff they were saying to her underneath, like, she's putting something out there. She's educating people on their health and nutrition. And then you've just got these trolls going in on her personal looks. So I messaged her and I was like, I hope you're okay over that because me and Nick have been in a similar situation and that energy is not good that people sit there and that's what their time is. I mean, I keep getting told, I keep giving everyone eyebrow blindness anyway. And I'm like, well, you seem to be able to see because you can still write.
Yeah, and you still repeatedly writing, so you can still see because you're obviously writing it on more posts than just the one. But I don't understand how these people get by in life.
Because I think that kind of low frequency and just low like self-worth of themselves, that anyone like me and you with a high frequency and just must trigger them.
I know, and then I think, what a shame that you actually live your life, that one life that you get, picking at other people.
Yeah.
If you actually sat and used your time on yourself, the amount of stuff that they could do and change and...
Yeah.
If, like, a lot of people, don't they frown upon, like, the self-development side of things? I always call it self-development because a lot of people, if I say certain words, they don't know what I mean. Yeah. So I just be obviously working on yourselves and things like that, trying to transition into someone, not new, but newish. Mm. You're still you, aren't you? But you're just trying to find the real you. And... they just think it's crazy, don't they, that they're that stuck in this rut of how they think
life should be.
Yeah, of how they should live it. And down to, like, silly things about control. Like, we was on about this last week about the schools fining people for going on holidays. But when it was COVID, they was absolutely fine with kids being off for 2 years. Mm-hmm. But now they want to fine everybody all these fines for going away with the kids. And it's just a control thing.
Yeah.
Whereas I think, well, I'll pay it fine and still take my kids for them memories and them times away. But now they've introduced it where you got caught.
No.
Yeah, they have. So you get two fines. One's £80, which I've had. If you get another one after 10 weeks, it's £160. And then if you get another one within 3 years, you're straight caught.
Wow.
So, like, it's just a control thing. Yeah. And that's how people... live thinking.
It's money as well, isn't it, for them? So it's like, right, I get it if it was GCSEs or they were going through some big exams. Totally, totally get it. However, do I believe when they're in primary school and they're midway through and there's not really much going on that I'm hindering my son's education? Because what I'm also giving him is culture and travel skills that a school can't give, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, the school's not going to take him to... a country and give them that kind of like culture experience. They physically can't. They might be able to teach it out of a textbook, but they can't give the experience. So it's
I just feel like they're just these people who frown upon how we live.
Yeah.
Are the same people who would sit there and be like, you can't take them out of school. You can't do it. Because that's how they just see life as being. They're just controlled.
But I think what it is as well, to be able to make a comment so horrible towards someone. I'm not being funny. You're a beautiful girl, do you know what I mean? So something about you is triggered in them, what they don't see in themselves.
I think I trigger a lot of people, May.
I don't know why, though.
Like, there's so many people who, not that they've said anything to me directly, but over years, the amount of things that people would say are, for instance, when I started YouTube.
Yeah, which I love.
I love doing it. I've not done it as much because obviously I've had a lot going on with work at minute, but like there was a comment made by someone who I actually know.
Yeah.
She's not my friend by any means, but I know who it is. And apparently it's embarrassing that
why
Frankie's mum's doing YouTube or Lottie's mum's doing YouTube. Why?
But we live in a society nowadays, unfortunately, everything's online. Your business is online. So gone are the days where it's like, oh, you just go to work and your business thrives naturally. Unfortunately, them days are gone. If you want something to actually grow, you need to be online. Because it's
the same with our normal business, isn't it? We still put our faces on social media for our businesses now. So whether I'm on YouTube or whether I'm on Instagram,
yeah,
what's the issue? But also, why does it concern you? If it's embarrassing for you, that's fine, but it isn't for me.
Yeah.
I'm quite okay and confident in front of a camera.
But the best thing is she's the one that's watching it.
Well, ask exactly that. Well,
so why you're watching it. So do you know what? I obviously entertain you, honey.
Giving me the views anyway, yeah. You know.
Keep tapping, honey. Keep tapping.
Well, I posted one last week, which is funnily enough, because when you do things, you do post them with, you pick out the best bits and stuff for putting it out to get the views on it. And because I've not done it for a few weeks, like sometimes I get a couple of hundred, sometimes it might be 600, some of them are 1600 views, depending. And also it depends if I put it on social media. If I don't post it on socials, it wouldn't do as well just from YouTube. So last week when I did it, I was just talking about, I was on my way here actually, we're just chatting on it, a bit about Pilates, a bit about life. And I actually said in it about me being a dickhead with Andrew and how I'd told him that we weren't together and all that malarkey. Yeah. And my caption underneath it was, choosing to be single, a bit of chaos, like with the kids and stuff like that and whatever and whatever. And I put it on YouTube for 24 hours. It had 4 views. Posted it on Facebook the following day, and within 2 hours it had 960 views. I thought, that's because people
see it. I want to be single.
I want to be single. And you all love the fact that somebody's got misery in the life.
Exactly that. And do you know what really makes me laugh is you've got these people sending comments in, but they'll follow a celebrity and buy off the back of a celebrity. That unfortunately you've got no kind of reality with. But someone who kind of, you have got some like reality with, like yourself, a working mom and stuff like that, you won't support. But your worlds are so much aligned than you and Kim Kardashian, who you keep on reposting. She looks hot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, what about like supporting someone who
is just classed as normal?
Yeah. Because they can't, because the thing is, when they do that, it's they look at it as competition, so the jealousy comes in and stuff like that. And when you're feeling them feelings, hon, you need to go and do some self-help, because you're not going nowhere when you've got them jealousies and them hatreds, because they're just low vibrational thoughts. Go away.
Yeah, I find that a lot of people do it on socials as well, don't they? Like you said, so many people will look at a celeb and be like, oh my God, they look gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then they could look at me or you and we look gorgeous.
But they wouldn't say it. No, because the thing is that you could do a little bit better than them if they tell you you're gorgeous.
Yeah, but then I think, but you'll write it on somebody you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference? And do you know what? I'm the complete opposite of that. If somebody looked lovely, I'd say, you look lovely, you know.
Yeah.
Or, where's that from? It's gorgeous. Like, that's just me.
To be fair, that's what I've been doing lately, and that's one thing I've really, really become like, really, my boundaries so in place now that if you don't want to support, that's fine, but I'm also going to love you from afar.
Yeah.
There's no more giving, no more, because I was running on my glass being so empty, giving, being there for people, yet whenever I needed some support or they see me kind of grow a little bit, it's like, oh, well, okay, that's fine, but what I'm also going to do is treat you the way you treat me, because I wouldn't do that, because you know what, I've got
that's
a lot
not
more
you, is
that's
it?
Not me, but what I can do is go, okay, I don't need you in my energy field, I'm going to love you from here. And I feel like, do you know what, that's what you just got to do, and let them
accepting who they are,
yeah,
and you've got to let them be who they are, but obviously you've got to control what you do with it for you.
And I've noticed everything's changed so much since doing it.
I do that a lot. It not all the time though, because I feel like some people are all right sometimes and then they're not other times. So like, it's not always that you have to love her for forever.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a season and then it'll pass and then like that'll go away and then you can be normal again. Do you know what I mean? I think it depends on how you're feeling as well in the moment, because don't get me wrong, we don't wake up every day and it's sunshine and roses, yeah, because it certainly isn't, even when you're doing this type of work. Some days I wake up and I think, I can't be arsed.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I don't get a minute to myself, and then I start being negative towards myself.
Mm.
And it is so easy to do that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I'll sit for a minute and I think, no, like me with this building at the minute, it's been
stress,
nothing but ag. From the minute I ever said I was going to get it in March, then to me saying I wasn't having it, then to me saying I'll have it again, because there was just nothing else about at the time. I've been given a time scale of I've got to be out by the 31st of July. So I've had 3 weeks to turn a building from an industrial building to the clinic.
Is it looking good though?
Well, I went in this morning just before I came here, and plaster's going on today.
Yeah.
And then it floors and joinery and paint and everything next week, which is fine. But oh my God, how expensive is things these days?
And do you know what I also find as well? When you're trying to get the workers in, they just don't want the work.
Yeah. So
have you noticed that?
It's because what it is because materials are that dear.
Yeah.
If for them to have a decent wage on things for working, people, they feel like they're ripping people off.
Yeah.
By having to, because they obviously want to work, they're not going to work for free, which no one expects.
Absolutely, yeah.
But the cost of the materials itself, that I've had it off a few people, that it's like, well, it's going to cost you this much just to buy the stuff. Then obviously wages on top.
Wow.
But I've signed a lease for 10 years, so I'm not going anywhere for that.
Thank the Lord, because you've moved a few times, haven't you? So obviously this might be your anchoring,
where
you can grow in that.
But I feel like I've just been in a whirlwind since it's happened, 2 weeks now, and every day I've had to go down to the building, there's something else being, and then I've had electrics moved. Then my brother came doing the plumbing and told me that my electrics was right the first way around, so I've had to move them all back. I was like, he went, you should have got me in first. I've had rooms built up. He went, you should have had them on the outside walls. I thought, just please, someone go in there, sort it out and tell me when it's done.
But do you know what? You should maybe just look at the final vision.
I keep trying, but because I don't know what I want my room to look like either. It's just going to be a blank canvas type of thing. I just think it'll be fine. Yeah. I know it will. And everything, eventually I keep thinking, come August, without wishing my life away, everything's done. And I'll be in.
That's, you have turned it round pretty quickly.
3 weeks.
I can't wait to see it.
And it will be stunning. I've had everything
brand new
and sorted.
Yeah.
Because I'm staying. If it was a short lease, I probably wouldn't have done.
Yeah.
But because I'm staying, it's worth paying into it now. It's an investment at the end of the day, 100%, isn't it?
And I think that's what people always forget. When you're investing in something like that, it's always going to bring back.
Yeah, you've got to put the money in to earn the money back, haven't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, my job is what does earn me the money. So I need somewhere to work regardless to whether I went in there or I went somewhere else. I'd still have to do it all.
Well, money's just energy, isn't it? And that's how you've got to look at it. And I looked at this when it come to the production of Drippy. So basically, obviously, I'm soon to obviously then buy the product. So we're at that stage. But I was always just going to put it out of my savings and then take it back. And then obviously I got this lump sum back, which now pays for my products. And that's how you've got to look at it. It's always an investment. Whereas now it's like, well, okay, I thought I'd lost that money, but I hadn't. What is actually happening was the universe was just holding it there for me, because I would have probably spent it on crap.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas now and it's now like it's coming back in. I need it. So I don't have to use my own money, and then there it is to buy the product. So it's always good energy running through.
It's come back at right time for you, hasn't it? Because I would be exactly the same. If somebody give me a lump sum of money, it's like, what can I do with that now?
Yeah.
Let's go shopping. But you know what I mean? You're a bit more, if you've got something, like for me with this building, for instance, if that was me, I'd have been made up for it be landing now. I could have just gone, bink.
Yeah.
It's come at the right time for you, hasn't it?
It really has.
So when you're going to launch, how long?
So I'm probably hoping to do about October. So I'll probably be around October towards the end of the year. I'm ready to go. So at the moment, what we're doing with Drippy is we've got a free downloadable. So we're educating our audience right now. It's something that's not spoke about, and so many people really suffer with it. So you can go on to Drippy, the Instagram, and it's all about kind of educational posts. And then obviously we've got a free downloadable. So we're giving back and data capturing. And then obviously once I sign off the ingredients with the lab, I've got a call next week. What I want, I've obviously give them, but whether it synergetically works is another thing. So obviously I need to work with the scientists on that. We can then start to bring the ingredients through of what's being used in it. But the page is gorgeous at the minute. It's really, really like chic, that cool girl energy.
And I love the name because when you first did it, I was like, I love that.
Yeah, it's just all aligned, isn't it? It's obviously when you're on your period, you do a similar thing, but it's just, it doesn't feel tacky. It feels still really upmarket, the name. Yeah.
Oh, it's
nice. And we've got the artwork and everything. The box looks really cute. So when we sent it over to the manufacturer, that's the first thing they come back. They were like, we love the branding. So it's got such good energy. But it's funny because I feel like with Drippy, all the mistakes that I made with APS, I've brought across to Drippy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of...
it's worked on it and made it better.
Yeah, so we're kind of... obviously, APS is still there. But it's in life, it just goes to show you go through certain stages with things to learn. Because I learned so much from that project that I've kind of not brought across to Drippy, and Drippy's felt so like streamlined with it. And I haven't really rushed it because I'm not in no rush with it. I'm just like, whenever it comes, it aligns correctly.
It'll come at the right time, won't it?
Yeah. This is what I've been using as well. So I haven't been using, obviously, we spoke about sunbeds and that last week. And this is a formula that you take. So it must do something to your melanin in your skin. You put 4 drops of it in your water or your drink daily, and it brings your natural tan out.
To the surface of your skin.
To the surface of your skin. And I've really noticed the difference in me. Like the colour of my skin's really starting to improve. I'm not as pale. You can go in the sun with it or you can't, but like it's like an old Greek recipe they used to do. So obviously back like... thousands of years ago, everyone still sat in the sun.
Yeah.
Didn't burn or anything like that. And it's all to do with that. But it always sells out. And I've really noticed the difference with it, like the tone of my skin, my complexion, the colour.
You'll be being called
Umpa-lumpa next. Umpa-lumpa. I know.
Next week. No, but you don't need to use a sunbed with it, do you? That's the good thing. Because at the minute, I have not been using them. Nowhere near as what I did. I think, do you know what? I think I've been on once since I went to Turkey, which was weeks and weeks ago, before you went. Because I want to keep my skin nice, but then, like I said last week, I never feel myself without a tan.
Yeah.
But because I've been away a couple of times, I've sort of not needed to go on. But then if you can use things like that without being in the sun, because there's loads of things you can use to enhance your tan, isn't there? But a lot of it is where you have to sit in a sunbed or... Going natural sunlight with it.
Yeah, this, it just literally increase. It must do something to your melanin tones or like your cells, you know, to bring it like to the surface. But like I say, I've been using it 3-4 days and I even looked before and I thought, oh, do you know
the colour of Ashley's hair? She's been moldy.
Girl's looking hot and tanned.
I might try that.
Honestly.
Not like right now, obviously, but when I start fading a little bit.
And tastes like watermelon. Juicy watermelon. It? Which is quite...
an all right taste for taste.
But really. It's funny, isn't it? You get your you get your skin in such a good, healthy condition and then you get ridiculed for it.
I know.
When you think it's just...
well, I'll be honest, ludicrous. I didn't think I looked an ugly on that video.
That is not a troll, that, if I'm honest. I feel like that's someone personal.
Probably is.
Because why would you go so deep?
I thought my skin looked great.
It's absolutely fabulous, my girl.
No, the good thing is I'm at that. No, do you know what? I blocked it. Did I block it? Yeah, I blocked it. I've screenshot them.
Yeah.
First, and then I blocked the pages. They're doing it on my personal though, which is really odd. Unless...
your personal open?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have an open personal one? Okay.
I at first thought maybe it was because when you go on Solar, it used to have us tagged, but it doesn't. It has our businesses tagged.
Yeah.
So maybe they've found me through me commenting or something. I don't know. It's off my story though, so it's not even the reel. I've shared the reel to my story and it's through my story because they go in my requests.
Wow, that is really, really like freaky that someone has took.
I know. Could be detrimental to someone though, that, couldn't it?
Absolutely. It could stop you wanting to even do the pods.
I know. It's good to be, don't give a shit, isn't it?
Best way to be, my love, because honestly, like, that's what but is that their end goal? Because you obviously are a fan because you come on the page to watch, but to then comment stuff like that because you're wanting someone's downfall. It's actually disgusting.
And I do think that people will continue to do these things for the foreseeable just because that you're just them type of people yeah. have in the world, aren't there?
Sorry, huns, but the energy is just not there for yous right now.
No, I'm really, really ignoring. I mean, like I said, I've screenshot just for future purposes. They're blocked anyway, so you can block them off everything. Mm. Any other pages they might make, you can block them as well.
But it's crazy because we've got so many people who absolutely love the new vibe of the page. They're absolutely loving it. The natural engagement that comes, they're watching, and they're just saying it's so much more aligned with us.
Yeah, and so many nice comments.
Yeah.
Of people even saying you look gorgeous or you're glowing or really enjoyed it. We're not wanting our ego patted. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. We don't need that.
But I think that's what they're forgetting. We don't come with ego.
No.
Whereas they're coming with this ego that's flawed, thinking that we're the same. We're not the same, hon.
No.
Because the thing is, our ego isn't here. And it's...
I'm quite good at ignoring now. Like, it used to bother me. A couple of years ago, that would have been sent to me. I'd have been firing back.
Yeah.
Where now I just think, what a waste of time. And yeah. I wouldn't reply because it's a waste of my time.
But the thing is, why would you not just come to the page and think, you know what, I'm actually going to get a little bit of, like, education on here on how I can actually self-develop myself and take that approach to it rather than, come on, still watch it and then... still have that negative response, and it's like you're getting it all wrong.
Maybe that's something we could do next week or week after.
Yeah,
do some little pointers for people like that, how to start your own journey.
That's actually a really, really good point, because I think a lot of people don't know where to start.
Yeah, and they probably listen to this and think, well, it's all right, you two keep rambling on about where you're at, because we're already 6 years in.
Yeah.
Whereas if they've never done it before and they're thinking, well, where did you start? I have actually had a message off one of the girls who I know. She does aesthetics as well. And she's been asking me for a bit of advice. She said she feels she's stuck in a rut and she knows she can do more, and she just feels like she gets into a cycle, but then the cycle stops and she's back where she started. So things like that, like, I do think it would be good for us to bring that up and maybe... chat about it a bit more.
And you know what? Message, because our inbox is always open, and I think that might be what people aren't realising. Although we're doing this pod, just message, we're here to help as well. We're not kind of cut off.
Yeah.
We are approachable.
We can even do a question box, can't we, this week maybe?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then if anybody's got anything that they might want put in there, what you would like us to sort of cover, then we could do that as the topic for the week after, couldn't we?
100%. Well, let's leave it there then. If anyone wants to kind of approach us in a positive way, or even if you're feeling really, really shit about yourself and you think, I need to do something here, just drop us a message and let's kind of
see what advice we can give and get yourself a little bit of structure.
Absolutely. And elevate everyone around us, because that's the end game at the end of the day. It's to elevate everyone. We're not here to just elevate ourselves. And I think that's what people need to realise.
Yeah. It's not competition, is it?
You're beautiful to me, darling.
Oh, thank you. So are you to me.